Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, September 24th, and it's 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. Now that it's officially autumn, Wrangell's Chamber of Commerce wants to get in on the fall festivities. The Chamber's executive officer, Tracy Martin, is here with us today to talk about what they have in mind. You can call in to ask a question. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, Tracy. How are you today?
I'm great, Colette. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for coming in. So how's the Chamber of Commerce today or these days?
It's awesome. I'm new at this position and I'm learning a lot. Steep learning curve, but I'm having the time of my life. I'm really enjoying it and getting to be out there and talking to our businesses and seeing what their needs are. So yeah, it's going good.
That's great. Yeah. So one thing the Chamber is putting on that I noticed is the first annual Scarecrow Contest, which sounds pretty fun. Will you explain this contest?
Maybe I'll tell you how it came about first. Kim Shotko and I were, she was talking to me about, she had this vision of a Scarecrow Contest and we were in the office talking about it. And Marilyn Mork from Anchor Properties came by and was listening to us talk. And she said, I bet we could sponsor that contest. And so from there, it just kind of all came together. And it's going to be like the prelude to the pumpkin patch. That's where we will announce the winners. But it's also a way for us to have fun in the community. It's always good. You know, Wrangell's really all about having fun and celebrating the holidays. And you can either have, so you make a scarecrow, and then the scarecrows are displayed at businesses around town. And the businesses can sponsor the scarecrow by either having it on the outside of their building, or they could have it on the inside. Then, after people make up their scarecrows and they're all around town and they don't even have to be on Front Street. It could be somebody's bed and breakfast or, if you're back in the industrial area and you want to have one there, then we put out a map where people can go and they'll do ranked choice voting of what's their favorite. And there's going to be three different categories. And Anchor Properties has put up $100 for each category. So there will be the scariest, the funniest, and the best all around. And so there will be a way, we'll have a voting form for that. So it's almost like a scavenger hunt too, but you know where they are, but you get to go look at them and then vote on them. And it's first come, first serve for whoever says and signs up. So you sign up and you'll get a little kit and you sign up at the American Legion on the 5th, October 5th. And so Marilyn will be there with the kits. And so it's a stand for the scarecrow. We want them to be between 3 foot and 8 foot. And the stand and then some zip ties and some straw. Now, you don't want to stuff the whole thing with straw because that's just way too expensive. We can't, and there's not like hay growing around here like up in Matsu or something like that. So you would stuff it with plastic bags if it's going to be outside, or scrap cloth if it's going to be inside, and then you'd use the straw for like decoration part, out the arms and the neck and things like that. And so so it can be a family, it could be an individual, a business, a church, any kind of organization can go pick up a kit. And there is a $20 fee just to help pay for expenses and then also be part of a fundraiser for the chamber as well. So
awesome. And yeah, so it's a fundraiser for the chamber. Mm-hmm. And obviously the proceeds go to the chamber. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So have you been around a scarecrow contest before?
No.
No.
I've made scarecrows, though, with my son when he was in kindergarten. And that one, we did stuff the whole things with hay. They had a lot of straw. This is in Juneau. And his kindergarten teacher you brought in some clothes that you didn't want to use, didn't mind stuffing with straw. And then we stuffed them and they had little stands for us. And hay was everywhere. And we did it out in the playground. And so we did make little scarecrows. I think they were only about maybe about 2 feet tall But yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was great fun to make one of those.
Yeah, that it's awesome. I never heard of a scarecrow contest before. This is great. And I don't think I've never made a scarecrow.
Yeah, and I just, you know, my creative juices have been going because our family's going to do one. And I'm not sure what we'll do. We'll let our son kind of dictate probably what theme that we'll do. But, you know, there's tons of like stuff down at the thrift store that you could use. You could do it in a Halloween theme. You could do it in an animal theme. You know, there's just so many things that you could do. Just let your creativity go.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Pirates, I don't know.
Yes. You're giving away some ideas.
I know.
So, all right, you mentioned a little bit, but how else do you envision this going? Just like, what do you imagine in your head, like what it will be like?
I'm hoping to see Wrangell's creativity. We have so many creative people in this town, and I just hoping that families will, you know, get together and do it, or maybe even a youth group, be kind of fun for them. You know, I think if people can integrate it into all kinds of activities, family or organization-wise, and I don't know, I'm imagining maybe 20 or 30 of them around town. Maybe that's thinking big, but I just think that we could get a lot of them going and it'd be such great fun.
Yeah, I imagine, I hope that there's 20 or 30. And I imagine it would be like equivalent sort of to, you know, driving around or looking for Christmas lights during that holiday.
Yeah, yeah. If they have them on the outside, but some people might want to use them, integrate them into their inside of their store too. So it just depends. I know Ace Hardware is going to, you know, wants to have one in there, and they have a bench. So they said they could do a sitting one as well. So instead of one with a stand. So stores might want to integrate them into a display or something like that to bring people into the store too.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the rules. What are the rules for the contest?
Well, you want to complete your registration form and pick up your kit by October 9th. And but the main day will be to pick them up from the Legion Hall on the 5th. But we'll still have some packets at the chamber office as well. And then you want to, of course, you need to go in and talk to your business and let them know that you've chosen them to be able to put your scarecrow there. We'll have a list of the participating businesses, and then you need to have your stand or your scarecrow set up by Monday, October 14th. That would be the last day to get it up so that we can run the contest. And then like I said, it can't be more than 8 feet high and a minimum of 3 feet tall. And use of the kits is optional. I mean, if you have your own stuff you want to use, that's perfectly fine. People might have a better stand. You might, if they're going to be on the outside, you talk to the business whether they're going to have them inside or outside, then you would want it more weather resistant, like stuffing it with plastic bags or something like that. Let's see, I'm looking at my list here to make sure I haven't forgotten anything. So you can't bribe people with candy or anything like that or giving them something, but I could imagine you might, if you got really creative, you could have sound or something like that. Mm. Anyway,
yeah.
So no handouts or free giveaways. And then you want to have a little sign that says who made the scarecrow so people know also with the map that we hand out. And they have the ranking sheet that they know how they're ranking that particular scarecrow.
Maybe.
And I can laminate that for you.
Awesome.
At the office, because we have a laminator at our office. Let's see, check in the list here. And then the whole community gets to vote, which would be fun.
Yeah.
You know, to go around and look at all the scarecrows and, like you said, like the Christmas lights, but now it's scarecrows.
Right.
You know, I have to go in a store, but that's okay. And then they have to be removed from locations by November 2nd. So that way they get to stay through the whole holiday season. And then the judging will be at, or not judging, the announcement of who won will be at the pumpkin patch on the 26th at the Nolan Center.
Okay, cool. Is there any, you know, rules about the scarecrow, like how it's dressed up or, you know, presented?
Just nothing too gruesome or horrific, or probably just it's going to be for kids too. Even though they're scary, scary doesn't have to be gruesome or horrific. So scary can be something different than that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and appropriate for children to look at too.
Definitely. So. PG.
Yeah, PG. Yeah, I like that. Yes. Keep it PG.
And the scarecrow, I imagine maybe on the sign, it could, they could put their name, the scarecrow's name.
Yeah, they could have a name. If there's a name. Yeah. Yeah, you get creative and have a name.
Yeah.
You know? One-eyed Bob the Pirate. I don't know.
Yes. Yes. I like to shake hands with that. <That's right. laughs> So it's open to anybody and everybody, like yes. you said, businesses, yes. families, even single people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are there any participants who have signed up yet?
No, because we haven't. We just posted the form. So we do have businesses signing up to have a scarecrow at their location. So if you're hear about this and you're a business and you want to have a scarecrow at your location, then just call the chamber office or email me and let me know and we'll put you on the list.
Okay, great. And then I saw on the flyer that there's prizes. Mm-hmm. Will you give us a peek into what types of prizes they are?
So there's three $100 prizes. One for the scariest, one for the funniest, and one for the best overall. And that's how we'll do that rank choice voting.
Yeah. Awesome.
With points. So really, when you rank choice vote, then it would be the whoever has the lowest points. So number one is your favorite choice. But then if you have the lowest points, because one is less in number than, let's say, there's 20 of them, less than 20.
Yeah.
So it's less points, not most points.
So number one is to the people voting is number one, the best to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So that's great. I also read, okay, wait, you said the businesses. So they'll be set up at businesses. What businesses? Can you share that yet? You said Ace Hardware.
Yes. So Ace is one of them so far. Let me think of, I think City Market, IGA so far, Ingerman's, Cold Stone Fox, trying to do it off the top of my head. I think there's a couple of more. Would KSDK like one?
We'll have to
have a discussion.
Have a discussion.
Okay. Or you could make your own. Cool.
Yeah. I am not the boss.
Okay. No pressure.
Okay, so you mentioned participants sign up at the American Legion on October 5th.
Yes.
Between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Yes.
But they can go to Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
By October 9th.
Yes.
Okay.
The problem with the Chamber of Commerce office is that even though I have, you know, office hours from 10 to 4, I am often having to run around, you know, doing social media, you know, going to the bank, doing this, doing that. And so I'm not always there on my hours. Mm-hmm. I do leave my phone number on the door and I'll probably put, well, they have to do the $20 fee, so I can't put registration packets out. But anyway, the best time would be to pick it up in the kit from Maryland. But yes, and you can always call me and we can arrange a time too for pickup.
And that, again, the best time would be at the American Legion. That's a Saturday, October 5th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yes, and there should be lots of people out because that's also tax-free day.
True. Yes.
Which is sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and the City Borough of Wrangell.
Yes. Which is exciting.
Yes. Got that plug in.
Okay. You mentioned a kit, scarecrow kit.
Yes.
And can you just repeat what's in that kit?
Yes. So it's just the stand, some zip ties, and some straw. And so you would have to, you know, figure out how are you going to make your scarecrow, you know, with clothing, what you're going to stuff it with. There's going to be 10 zip ties. Maybe you need more. Don't want to use zip ties, maybe you want to use rope or string, you know, so it you don't have to use what's there, but it's going to be available.
Okay, great. That's awesome. And it's not limited to what you provide.
No.
Okay, is there anything else you want to share with us about the Scarecrow contest or the Chamber of Commerce?
We do have a few more things going on at the Chamber of Commerce. So the birthday calendar scholarship. So people are really excited that the birthday calendar is coming back. And so that funds a scholarship, which is really great because everybody in town can donate to that scholarship. You don't have to have like a large amount of money. It's with a smaller amount of money. We pool it all together. And then that goes to a scholarship to a senior for 4 years. And usually the amount has been in the past $500 for each year, but it just depends on how much, you know, we make from the sale of the calendars and from people sponsoring names on the calendars, you know, what we will be able to afford. So we have forms at the Nolan Center, Angerman City Market, Ace Hardware, and I put them on all the bulletin boards too. And then you can drop them off at those same locations. With you have to have either a check or the exact amount. And there's envelopes also at those locations. I know someone went to City Market today, early this morning, and they hadn't gotten the message out to everybody yet that they do have them, but they do have them now. Yeah. So, and then we'll have tables too. So City Market tables will be on 928 from 1 to 4 and IGA as well. Then Community Market on October 5th, and then a table at Ace Hardware on the 12th. And the last day to submit names would be the 12th at 2 p.m.
Okay, October 12th, mm-hmm. And that is for people in the community. I imagine if you're single as well, you can put yourself on there.
Yes, you can put your name. Yeah, yes. You could, and if you have, you know, parents, you want to remember their birthdays, you don't remember.
Or your dog. Or
yeah, absolutely. You can put your dog on there. Sure. So anyway, it's a great way. It's $1 a name up to $15 max. Oh, and wow. Then we sell the calendars for $15. You can pre-order those. And if people just want to donate extra money to the scholarship, they can. That's on the form as well. So you can pick up those forms around town.
What do you think will be on the calendar?
What will be on the calendar?
Yeah, like just pictures and stuff.
Oh, so we just have one picture, and then there are ads that we sell from the businesses around town.
Yeah.
So they also support the birthday calendar by buying a little ad.
Okay, awesome.
And if we sold enough, we might not have a picture in just all ads, but it's a tear-off calendar like the old style that we had. They tried 1 year to do a lot of pictures in that, and it just wasn't economically feasible to do it that way. This company is much more economically feasible for us to be able to maximize our amount of profit for the scholarship.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. The last thing that we have coming up is an annual meeting for the Chamber of Commerce, and that's going to be at the Elks on Thursday, October 17th, about 6 p.m. And there will be a bar open, and then there'll be hors d'oeuvres, and that's absolutely free to the Chamber of Commerce for people interested in joining the Chamber of Commerce. And people might not know that you can be an individual supporter of the Chamber of Commerce and have voting rights.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Not just a business.
Yeah.
So it's open to individuals, nonprofits, churches, businesses. We have members from all of those categories, even fishing boats.
Awesome. Great. And that's October 16th?
17th.
Yeah,
Thursday, okay. The 17th.
Okay, great.
And I kind of look at everybody as my shareholders, and I'm going to be giving you a report on the health of the Chamber of Commerce and then also getting input.
Great. And can you repeat where that is that will
yes,
be again?
That will be at the Elks on Thursday the 17th.
Okay, awesome. You also mentioned the pumpkin patch.
Yes.
Will you go into that a little?
Yes, a little bit. So the pumpkin patch usually has been at the pavilion, but this year we're combining it with the Christmas tree celebration, which is also on the 26th. And so the pumpkin patch is going to be at the Nolan Center, which is really going to make a nice photo opportunity in the grass and things like that, as long as we don't get stormed out.
Yeah.
Then we'll have to like go on the backside where it's less stormy, or in the inside. So the pumpkin patch usually has, you know, where you can purchase a pumpkin, and we have all kinds of sizes. And last year we ran out of pumpkins before there weren't enough for the people that wanted them. So we've ordered double the pumpkins this year. So we'll have plenty of pumpkins. And then there's carnival games where kids can buy little tickets and, you know, get little junk prizes. You know, they love that stuff. And we not sure about the horses yet, because we usually have horse rides every year, but they weren't sure if they were going to have their horses still or not. So that one's kind of up in the air a little bit. And then also, if anyone wants to do something like a cakewalk as a fundraiser, we're open to that. So just let me know at the chamber if you want to do some kind of fundraising effort in coinciding with that. And we're having everything usually on the outside, but we also have the storm plan with the Nolan Center and Jeannie, and we can move things inside if we need to. And then the St. Francis Animal Shelter always does a chili feed.
Okay.
And so they'll be doing that as well.
That's awesome. And okay, so I haven't lived here for a whole year yet. I'm curious, where are the pumpkins and horses coming from?
So the pumpkins will be out in the grass, and the horses will be in one of the side, we're looking at the side parking lot for them. And they go, kids get on, pay for rides, and go round and round.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I think they go around the outer drive and then back is what they're usually do.
Do you know where they're all from? Like where the horses are originally, like where they live?
Well, I just know they live here in Wrangell.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm not sure if they were looking at selling their horses. So I'm not sure yet. I haven't heard for definitively until it gets closer whether they still have them or not. They said if they still have them, they'll do it. And if not, then they won't. So that horses are in the air.
Well, oh, my goodness. I had no idea. A lot of other people probably knew.
I know. They're hidden away.
Great.
We have unicorns too. Did you know that?
I thought about the unicorn. I just thought about it, but I'm like, I'll just not say anything. Awesome. Thanks so much. Is there anything else you want to add?
Let's see. I think that's it for now. Other than the Christmas tree celebration is going to be huge. And so we get done at 1 o'clock and they start at 1:30. So it's going to be a great all day family event. With dignitaries coming in about the tree. And I know Kate Thomas will probably, maybe you can get her on Talk on the Rock to talk about the Christmas tree celebration.
Yeah.
But it's going to be really cool. So I'm kind of thinking of it as the nightmare before Christmas because we're doing Halloween first and then we're doing the Christmas.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. It's perfect. We briefly talked about that, and this is my plug or whatever. I feel like the Nolan Center should play that movie just around that time, too.
Yes. Oh, I almost forgot. We also have the Wrangell Idol Contest at the same time on the same day. So that's something that has just happened in the last couple of years. And so we have a microphone, and people get up and sing, and we have
A
little MC that does that. So
fun. Awesome. Yeah. Well, yeah. October 26th is a big day.
Yes, it is.
Scarecrow winners.
Yep.
Pumpkin patch, idol contest, and the Christmas tree.
Yes, it's going to be a big day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if we get, because the Christmas tree thing is so big, it's a big national thing. And I wouldn't be surprised if we get people coming in from all over to be part of the launch of the Christmas tree.
So. Yeah.
You'll have to ask Kate about all that. I don't want to give away all her fun.
I will. Well, it's good that you ordered more pumpkins.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us on Talk on the Rock. That was Tracy Martin from the Chamber of Commerce.